The next morning, I got prepared to take her in. My oldest child was now 5. He had grown up with Chelsea, and my youngest, just barely 2, could pet her, but wasn't really all that attached to her. They interrupted their morning routine to say goodbye, only at my request. I took her through Burger King drive-thru along the way. It's a ritual we had done together many mornings before, but she had no interest in food. I thanked her for removing any shred of doubt I had about whether or not I was doing the right thing at the right time. She may have been a supermodel, but she always loved to eat, and when she refused again, I knew. We arrived at the vet's office. They administered the drugs while I held her in my arms. I pet her velvet ears and told her repeatedly how much I loved her. She didn't resist a bit. I held her until her beautiful coat turned cold, and then I left her body behind. She was done with it, and so was I. I cried a lot, and then I cried some more, and then a little more after that. I held my children close, and I still cried. The first night, I was lying with my 2-year-old son, Andrew, helping him to get to sleep. The room was pretty dark, and I was fighting back my tears. I did not want to upset him, and I knew that he was too young to understand, or so I thought. Without any provocation or explanation from me, he simply said, "It's Chelsea." Startled, I asked, "What?" I thought he was trying to comfort me, but I realized he wasn't looking at me. It's as if he was looking at something else, and he replied, "It's Chelsea. She's kissing you." Andrew has always been a uniquely spiritual child. Over the next few days, my tears ebbed and flowed. I anticipated a certain amount of grieving, but I felt far more than I thought reasonable, considering that I now had real children. And I began to question why I still felt so much attachment to her. She used to be my girl. She was the closest thing I had to children, but she had been replaced in my world. Why hadn't I moved on? And then it hit me. The problem wasn't that I was trying to compare if loving a dog child is as legitimate as loving a human child. The problem was in my failure to see how different they are in terms of what they bring to our lives and the role that they play. I realized that although I love my children more than breath itself, they are primarily takers. The gift of our children is their ability to take from us the love we have to provide for them. Of course, they provide love back to us, but that love is developed out of the loving relationship that we provide through caring for them. We love them unconditionally at first sight. Dogs, on the other hand, and I can't speak for cats because I've never had one, are primarily givers. Yes, we give them food and shelter and love, but they don't care if our hair isn't combed, if we brought home dinner from a place they like. They don't care if we're in a good mood or how much money we make. They are ready to give us love to whatever degree we will accept it from them. And in those times when we aren't, they will back away and patiently wait for the next opportunity. Their gift is their ability to give us whatever we will take from them. They love us unconditionally at first sight. That realization allowed me to stop telling myself to move on from missing her because I had it covered elsewhere. The truth is that even with my 2 beautiful boys, I still didn't have it covered. I now had other beautiful gifts in my world for which I was grateful, but I didn't have the one with the velvet ears any longer. It's been said that heaven is a place where every dog you have ever loved is waiting to greet you. I believe my girl and a few others are waiting there for me. I believe that God gives us these precious creatures to remind us of what it feels like to be loved unconditionally. And while they don't live as long as humans, I also believe He creates so many of them so we don't have to be without this symbol unless we choose to be. About two years after Chelsea moved to the Great Beyond, we got our dog Snickers. She is no Chelsea, but then Chelsea was no Snickers. Our family dog now is something amazing in her own right. She loves each of us in our own unique way. And Snickers, too, is starting to age, and I can't imagine how I will manage that inevitable day of saying goodbye when it comes. And the anticipation is exacerbated by the realization that she will probably be my last big dog, if not my last dog. I'm getting older as well, and I don't really have the energy to manage 75 pounds of romping muscle. I can't imagine not having a dog in my life, so I'll have to make that call when the time comes. But for now, I try not to figure that out. Today, I just try to make sure I spend as much time as I can rubbing her belly and her ears and feeding her forbidden ice cream. And most of all, I try to take in all the love that she has to give me and not compare it to anything else or anyone else. In the moments that I am with her, I am hers, all hers. And whether it is 2 minutes or 10, It is the occasion to experience being truly loved for the mere price of showing up. It is as pure of a love as a human can experience, diluted only by the presence of a little slobber. I hope that you've enjoyed this post and found it useful. If you like what you heard, please pass it on to someone else. Until next time, please take care.